Today we get fresh data on home sales. Recently, things have been looking better for the housing market. Sales have been picking up. Prices, at least in some areas, appear to have stopped plunging and begun evening out. Still, realtors across the country are complaining that new regulations are causing headaches for people who want to buy those homes. One big problem, they say, centers around home appraisers, the people who estimate how much a house is worth. NPR's Chris Arnold reports.
Back a few months ago, new rules went into effect nationwide that changed the way those home appraisers get selected. Regulators pushed through what they called the Home Valuation Code of Conduct. It was a response to the mortgage debacle. But now, realtors and even some appraisers say it's having an unintended consequence, a lot of bad appraisals.
This was just silly.
Lee Robinson is a realtor with Gibson Sotheby's in Boston's Dorchester neighborhood. She's walking up the driveway of a well-restored old Victorian house. It's got nice woodwork, three fireplaces.
On the inside, it's more like a ship captain's house where the carpenter on the ship probably made all the details. It's got a nice, quiet elegance to it.
A few years ago, the house sold for about $550,000. This time around, a buyer agreed to pay considerably less, $460,000, but the offer was accepted.
We got a guy who wanted to buy it. His wife loved it. Everything was going smoothly, except for the appraisal.
Robinson says it used to be a mortgage broker would call up a local appraiser. Like many cities, you go 10 blocks in any direction and home values can change dramatically. So you need that local knowledge. But under the new system, more appraisers are coming from out of town. What's happened is that now mortgage brokers are not allowed to directly hire appraisers that they like. Instead, many now go through what are called appraisal management companies. They act as middlemen. And realtors and appraisers complain that those companies often hire the cheapest appraiser, even if that person doesn't know the area. And in this case in Boston, the appraisal came back startlingly low. Instead of $460,000, the appraiser said it was worth $350,000.
This one came in at $110,000 less than the agreed upon price. It was crazy.
Robinson says in this case that the buyer hung in there, but the family had to scramble. They paid for three more appraisals with different lenders. It was stressful, and it could have scared off the buyer.
Chris, is a very big problem.
Charles McMillan is the president of the National Association of Realtors, which recently did a survey about all this. It found that more than 70% of realtors see more out-of-town appraisers and longer appraisal times.
More than one-third of the respondents said that they had lost at least one sale due to the delay in the appraisal process.
The fear is that all this will scare off home buyers and gum up the market, right when many people are trying to take advantage of a tax credit for first-time home buyers. That expires at the end of November. McMillan blames the new regulations. They were supposed to create a firewall to stop regulators and lenders from pressuring appraisers. And a lot of people think that that's a good idea. Eric Schwartz is a longtime appraiser in Maryland.
You know, the point we're at today is a function of the irresponsible behavior, not only of mortgage brokers, real estate agents, and some appraisers, too.
Schwartz says mortgage brokers used to call him all the time and offer him lots of work if he'd inflate his appraisals. That is, say that a house was worth more than it actually was. That would let the mortgage brokers get more deals done and earn bigger commission.
If you were willing to do it, they were saying they'd throw a lot more money your way.
Oh, yeah. I would actually laugh at these people sometimes. But the sad thing is they did find appraisers, apparently, that were willing to commit fraud.
But Schwartz also thinks that the new rules are causing problems. He thinks that's mostly due to those appraisal management companies that now act as the middlemen. They've taken over a huge part of the market, and he agrees that they're going with the cheapest appraisers.
It's a flight to low quality, in my opinion.
The appraisal management companies deny that. Don Blanchard is a lawyer with Lender Processing Services, which works with 20,000 appraisers. Blanchard thinks that his industry is getting unfairly blamed. He says, for one thing, appraisal are hard to do right now. There are fewer sales to compare a house with. Also, foreclosure sales are pushing down prices.
I understand that the realtors and others, homeowners, are upset that values are down. But I think that that is more a function of the market than problems with the appraisers.
Still, the National Association of Realtors is pushing Congress to suspend the new rules until the problems can be ironed out. Chris Arnold, NPR News, Boston.